This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. 6 days to go until the government can't pay its bills. The analysis we did with Cardiff and Catherine to get ourselves started today. So we will now detour to the politicking of it. The mind-bending metaphors used to explain just what the heck is going on down in our nation's capital. Marketplace's David Gurra is our Sherpa in the land of simile, analogy, and the like.
Let's start with the government shutdown. Right now, the government is shut down because Congress has not passed a bill to fund the government. Or,
suppose that you went to the grocery store.
That's Senator Mike Lee from Utah.
You went to that grocery store and you put bread and milk and eggs in your basket.
And if shopping's not your thing, how about this nature simile, courtesy of Representative Lloyd Doggett?
Like those periodic cicadas that trouble different parts of the country?
The attempt to clarify becomes like a poem by an avant-garde surrealist poet.
That's two-time U.S. Poet Laureate Robert Pinsky. He says metaphors can complicate things. That's happening with the debt limit. In simple terms, Congress sets a limit on how much money the executive branch can borrow to pay the bills. Here, the analogies have been more bellicose. There's been talk of a ticking time bomb, a nuclear weapon, ransom.
They don't get to hold the entire economy hostage over ideological demands.
President Obama also compared the situation to a family's budget. And he's not the only one to use that imperfect analogy. Here's Congressman Joe Barton.
We have, in my household budget, some bills that have to be paid and some bills that we can defer or only pay partially.
And so many metaphors lead to mixed metaphors. Jeff Schessel was a speechwriter for President Clinton.
Somewhere in the middle of this long tunnel as we head toward the goalposts, there's a cliff. It's hard to imagine what that actually looks like physically.
Poet Robert Pinsky confides he has a secret ambition, and that is to be a speechwriter.
What I would love to do was try to see how plain I could make some of these points, the difference between a default and a sequester and a debt ceiling, and I think people would appreciate it.
Pinsky says politicians would have a lot more success if they could explain these things in plain English. In Washington, I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.